Welcome to the FIU CAPS podcast. This is MJ Rendon. Today we are pleased to introduce Dr. Annie Kan, one of the university psychologists at CAPS. Dr. Kan will discuss mindfulness meditation for college students. Welcome, Dr. Kan.
Thank you for having me, MJ.
To start with, can you tell us a little bit about what mindfulness is?
Mindfulness is about being present, and we do that through a number of different exercises. Some are formal and some are informal exercises. Some of the formal practices include the sitting meditation, yoga practices, and the informal include like eating mindfully, walking mindfully, that type of stuff. So really it's just about training ourselves to be in the present moment.
So you mentioned that mindfulness is about being present. Do you mind elaborating a little bit more on that?
A lot of what we do in terms of our thoughts is we're constantly in the past or the future. This is what the brain does. It's normal to constantly be thinking or planning or worrying or evaluating what happened in the past. Being present is training ourselves to do just that, to notice when we're thinking and to bring ourselves back to a present activity that we're doing. For example, if you're outside noticing a sunset but thinking about past sunsets that were so great, so you're not in the present. And so it's really about noticing this sunset and noticing what emotions, feelings come up with this experience.
Now, I wonder, because we're here in the college campus and you work a lot with college students, what are some of the misconceptions that people tend to have about the practice of mindfulness?
The most common misconception is that it will cure everything that they're coming to get help for, and it doesn't work that way. Another misconception is that it's quick and that they will see progress or changes within a week, and it doesn't work that way. So mindfulness is really about a lifestyle change, and it's about practice. Really, the more you practice mindfulness, it's the more you will see some sort of result.
I'm also very curious, among the students who have started using mindfulness, what are some of the benefits that they have told you have come up because of their practice?
Some students are initially frustrated with the practice because they come in initially thinking it's easy and simple, because really when I say focus on the breath, it sounds pretty simple, but it takes a lot of practice to do something like that. So initially there's this level of frustration that happens, but then students have said that they've noticed how it's allowed them to go about their day in a way that doesn't feel as overwhelming. I've heard that from some students. I've heard some students say it's allowed them to kind of be more present with some of the practices that we've done, and that in turn has alleviated some of the feelings of anxiety or stress that they've been experiencing. Now, with mindfulness, it's important to keep in mind that these are not guarantees, and it's really very specific, and it's specific to the individual practice of mindfulness. So I can't really say that this is what mindfulness does in terms of helping with stress or anxiety or anything like that. But it's about noticing what happens and suspending judgment or expectations. But some students have really enjoyed the group, and they've really been able to practice and see benefits from that.
That concludes the podcast for today. Dr. Kan, thank you again for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Visit us at caps.fiu.edu for more podcasts on mental health topics and the services CAPS provides. Thank you for listening.